Welcome to the Her Extreme Makeover Podcast. I am your host, Tashauna Taylor, and on today's episode, I want to share with you excerpts from my book titled Her Extreme Makeover, Reflections of Healing, Equipping, and Restoring Messes to Masterpieces. And you can find a copy, if you don't have one, available on Amazon. Just look me up at Tashauna Taylor and you will see the book listed there. So one of my favorite scriptures is, and we know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and we are fitting into his plans. And that's in Romans 8:28, and I got that from the Living Bible. So just think, ever since you were small, someone has been telling you what you can't do. Then as you get older, there are lots of people who not only tell you what you can't do, but also what you can achieve. And they'll say things like, you're not smart enough, or you're not in the elite group, or you can't be a professional cosmetologist. I just use that as an example. And then they'll say things like, there is no way you will ever complete that degree. Now, I'm sure you all have experienced that in some form or fashion, but sadly, we accept these words deposited into us for fear of criticism from others. For this reason, even into our adulthood, we're often waiting for someone to tell us it's okay to operate in our God-given purpose. But why? Because we are too afraid that if we blow it, we'll look crazy. And then what will they say? And this is a good one. They'll always say, I told you that you couldn't do it. Several years ago, I experienced a difficult situation when I first entered the writing industry. I admit that although I was a novice, I didn't execute my due diligence by asking enough questions or doing a lot of research and being confident enough to know that no matter the decision that I made, there was always going to be either a lesson or a blessing from that experience. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in myself with hopes that someone more successful than me could validate the dreams that I had. Oh yes, then things would take off for me the way I dreamt them. Deep down, I didn't want to look like a failure, because the truth is this: that conditioned way of thinking started long before I entered into adulthood. It started when I was a child. One day I was sitting outside on the bench doing my break at work when the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said, everything you went through has purpose there. Your feet are anointed to travel the world to share with others this message of hope and restoration. If God is for you, who can be against you? His Spirit acknowledged that through all the tests that I've had to endure, it was time to heal and move forward into all that he had for me. He showed me the beauty of my messes. So many women needed to know that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. It didn't matter how many mistakes that we made. Even through our mess, God still loves us and can still be used for his glory. When we go through different trials, we never know what the path that is laid before us will be. So for the first time in my life, I took full responsibility for every decision I made and how I responded to different situations. I no longer blamed my mother, my stepfather, my father, ex-boyfriends, husband, former bosses, friendships, and business partnerships that ended, church hurt, and more. From that moment, God was moving me quickly, picking me apart piece by piece and rebuilding me into the woman he knew me to be and the woman that I am today. I was able to completely let go of all that mess I had been holding on to for years. He has removed all of my insecurities and enhanced my talent as a writer so that I could do his work. He was just waiting for me to surrender. So you'll find in the book titled Her Extreme Makeover, Reflections of Healing, Equipping, and Restoring Messes into Masterpieces, that this is not just a book. It's a movement to help women and men around the world who are hurting. I have been writing since the 9th grade. Never would I have thought God would lead me in this way. Back then, I used my diary to pen my thoughts. We didn't call them journals back then, and no, I'm not at all. I had to write to release the hurt, pain, and confusion of why things happened the way they did as I worked my way through feeling useless because I couldn't control a single thing as a child. I had a difficult time trusting people because the ones I thought would protect me and keep me safe actually ended up being the ones who snatched away that trust. My diary was the way I released it all. I knew that as a woman of God, it was my duty to answer the call and stop running. Oh, and I ran for over 20 years, baby. I was tired. My story is the story of many women that also joined me alongside in this book to remind you that it's not over. God will free you from any bondage that is keeping you from moving forward in your purpose. He has strategically placed each and every one of us on our own path. This book was written from a Christian perspective, but I truly believe that every woman from every walk of life can benefit from the information that this book contains. We are all God's daughters. Contrary to what others may say, He is waiting for women of all religious backgrounds to come to Him and surrender. Now, before I get ready to go, I want you to answer the following questions. And I want you to be completely honest and true to where you are in your life right now. And I want you to write this down in your journal and put a date on it. And when you complete finishing this book, I want you to go back and do this exercise again, and feel free to share with me what your results are by sending me an email at info@tashaunataylor.com. And don't worry, I will be sure to reply. Now, the first thing I want you to ask yourself is, who am I? Who do I hope to become? What do I think I will gain after I've read this book? What are the goals that I will set for myself to become a better me? When will I start transforming my life? Where in my life will these changes take place? Why do I feel the need to make changes in my life? When do I hope to begin seeing results of this transformation? Again, if you do not have a copy of the Her Extreme Makeover book, you can find it on Amazon. And my name is Tashaunna Taylor, and it's spelled TSCHANNATAYLOR. So it is my hope that as you read this book, you take personal accountability for your life. Pray, meditate, speak God's word over you and your family. I want you to forgive people quickly. This is a new year. 2020 was definitely hard on a lot of us. And in future episodes, you will hear some of the things that I experienced in 2020 also. And I want you to write in your favorite journal. And I want you to have meetings with your sisterhood or your girlfriends or your inner women's circle, your book club, so that you can receive the answers that you've been seeking, answers that will unleash the true meaning of your purpose. And so remember, if you remember nothing else, everything that you've been through will never, ever go wasted. God can take your mess and He can turn it into a masterpiece. I am your host of the Her Extreme Makeover podcast, Tashaunna Taylor. If you are looking for support on your Her Extreme Makeover journey in your life or in your business, I would love to have a conversation with you to help support you on your journey with moving forward. If you are interested and want to learn more, please visit my website at www.tashaunnataylor.com, and I will be happy to schedule a call to talk with you on how to help you move forward on your journey. And remember, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a good review and follow me on social media at Tashaunna Taylor. And I will see you in the next episode of the Her Extreme Makeover podcast.